Meet David Einhorn, the mastermind behind Poppy Steak. From backyard barbecues to a chance to encounter with hospitality mogul David Grutman, he turned a secret sauce into a dream into one of the hottest restaurants in Miami. Now, with a new location lighting up the Las Vegas Strip, Poppy Steak is serving up more than just incredible food. It's experience, a high-energy, unforgettable celebration of flavor and fun. Get ready for the story behind the sizzle.
Poppy, welcome. First of all, I got to tell you one thing. I just love this man. I think you're terrific. I've known you for a little while now. And when you're on a show like this, we're always talking about disruption, okay? And when you're talking about disruptive natures of any business, you're talking about innovation. Your restaurant's extremely innovative. And I want to know the origin of this Poppy restaurant and how you think about it and what makes it different.
So first of all, I'd like to say I'm so excited to be on the show with you, with Bruce Lee, the legend. You know, I can't even tell you guys some of the stories that I've seen with this guy. He's a real legend. And when he came to me and he told me that he's doing the show called The Disruptors, that's what I'm all about. That's what I want to share, and that's what I want to be here with you. And
no,
I'm
thank
so
you
excited
for that.
To be here.
It's cool. It's cool.
Thank
I love
you for
it.
Having me on the show.
Yeah,
this
no,
really
thank you.
Exciting.
It's totally cool. I mean, I've got a smile face to face, grinning like crazy because I just keep going back. Every time I go to Poppy's, you make me feel good about myself.
Thank you.
And, I'm a middle-aged man, and I'm sitting there coming in here. You just make me feel like I'm 20 years younger.
Thank you.
And it fascinated me, like young and old, and, I've seen the whole range. They come in there and they have a completely different experience than any other place. So you're the disruptor in what I call, in simple layman's language, a nightclub that just so happens to serve unbelievable food. Just walk
Actually,
me through that.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
Some people like to say it like that because the most simple way to kind of explain it. But it's not really like that. Basically, what happened with the social media era and, the Instagram, the TikToks, the Snapchat, all that stuff. People go out today and they spend their money and they need something that's an Instagrammable moment that you heard of. It's not anymore about what they're eating or where they're going or what they're doing. As you can see, which, some people actually hate it or they're not, but it's a fact. Everybody goes to a show today and you see the phones out. And they're not even watching the show anymore. They're just, what is that? That actual movement that they're doing.
They're actually also filming the food.
They're filming and they're constantly on their phones. What they're trying to do is they're trying to create FOMO for their friends.
Yeah.
This is what today everything is about. Everything moves today about creating, showing how cool they are. And trying to get their friends to be FOMO about where they are. And so what that affects those is they show their friends and then their friends want to go there and they want to do the same thing, which is what we're doing today. It's not a dinner anymore. It's not just you're eating a steak. It's not just you're having a dinner with your friends. It's what are you going to offer to your guests that are coming in that they are going to be able to kind of disrupt and kind of take out their phones and film. You just put a regular steak on the table, they're not taking their phone out and filming that. You bring it out in a briefcase and you do a whole show and a shebang and dancers around it and then you brand it with the Poppy Steak logo, they're taking out their phone. If you're not giving them anything to take out their phone, people are not coming anymore.
Yeah, but Poppy, look, let me take a step back here for a minute, okay? Because it's an aha moment at some point in your life. I mean, everyone goes to a steak place. I get it, big steak, everyone eats, drink, woo, all that kind of stuff. But when was that moment for you? I mean, did you walk into a steakhouse and say, this is absolute ridiculous? Or you, just kind of walk me through the beginning.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I did.
Where were you? Was it at like three in the morning? I have no idea.
I was living in New York and was just going to steakhouses. And first of all, eating different steaks. And I wasn't really enjoying it myself. I was like, this is getting repetitive and it's not even that tasty anymore. Even with the high-end steakhouses, I'm like, this is really boring, You just go there and today everybody's like with the phones and they want to see something fun. I was like, what can I give the people? What can I do to make this a little more exciting and fun? And so I just started grilling steaks in my backyard just for fun.
Dude,
and then I used to get these like big dinosaur tomahawk steaks, and I got like 40 of them, and I just lined them out outside, and I poured all kinds of sauces on it, and I was like, so all of a sudden they got these big dinosaur steaks, sauce everywhere. It's shining.
You didn't hire a consultant. You just...
No, this was just me and my good friend right. Alec Monopoly. And we were just doing these barbecues, and Snapchat was hot at the time.
Okay.
So it was all like snappy chatty. So we would just snap. That's where it started. And people were just going crazy. Like, what the hell are those steaks? What's going on? And we knew how to like kind of make it shine on the camera. So it was like reflective. It kind of looked like diamonds because the sauce was on it and like different things. People were like, what's going on? Whoa, what is this? What is that? And so that kind of, kind of blew up. And then people just kind of started following me as like the guy that's grilling these massive, crazy steaks. And that turned into, where it's today. And then you got to constantly be creative and innovative. You can't just be on what I did 10 years ago.
Correct.
Which is, you got to constantly think of new, exciting things to get people to get their phones out and film it.
Just out of curiosity, this question just popped in my head here is, were you even in the culinary business at all? Were you ever in the restaurant business? What were you doing?
It's very funny that people always ask me that question, looking at my success, thank God.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you must have been doing this for so many years.
Right, you must have gone through all the iterative steps to get there. What were you doing?
It just came on me. I was just partying, having fun, grilling with my friends. Well, I always actually liked to grill. I liked doing barbecues since I was a little kid.
Right.
I liked the fun of like with the fire and putting the steaks on and cooking it. And you're in control and you could, control the heat and control the taste and the sauces. And so I was always the one like feeding everybody. That's where I got the name Poppy, because I used to always throw these parties and I was the Poppy of the party. So everybody used to come. Right. What do you want to eat? What do you want to drink? So I was that, that guy. So they're like, oh, that's Poppy. And then I started grilling the steaks and they're like, oh, Poppy Steak. And that's how it came to be.
Okay, so then you have this wonderful idea, all right? Take it to its next format, because now what you're starting to see is this kind of, you're institutionalizing your brand. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, we can talk about the evolution to Las Vegas, but like, what was the next step for you? You have some important people in your life that kind of took things to the next step. Explain that to me.
So it actually started, with a joke and just a fun party. And nobody was expecting it to turn into a worldwide brand. It was just me grilling steaks in my backyard and doing barbecue.
So how did you
Nobody expected that or what's going to happen.
Because new ideas in innovation and in disruption, you got to find the money. You got to find the people who believe in you. And you got to share the vision.
People that are in that field.
Correct.
Because I had no idea. So what happened was, we were doing these snaps and it started getting viral on Instagram, and it came across David Grutman. Who was from Miami and a nightlife mogul, restaurant mogul, you could say about David Grutman, he's one of the first innovators of Miami. So Dave is like, I got this restaurant opening up. It's called Komodo at the time. It was about 8 years ago or so. And he's like, I'd like to put your steak on my menu, like right in the middle of the menu.
To see if it works.
I'm like, you're kidding. I'm like, you're not going to do that. He's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. So I was doing these glatt kosher steaks. That's what they are. The Poppy steak is a glatt kosher steak. And for some of you that don't know, the glatt kosher is because it's got more authority. Like there's like a people that watch over it, like from the beginning till the end. They make sure the animal doesn't have any diseases or anything that's not healthy. So it's a little bit more of a cleaner process. That's what makes it like a glatt kosher.
Okay.
So that's what I grew up eating. So I was like, that's what I started doing. So I was like, you're never going to do that. You're not going to put a glatt kosher steak in the middle of the menu at Komodo. He's like, watch me do it. And he did it. I was like, okay. And then that steak did $1 million on the first year, just that one steak.
Wow.
Just off a steak. So
he knew you guys were onto something.
So after that, he was like, something's going on over here. And then I used to come out and I brought it out. That was the thing at the time. I used to bring out the steak if you ordered it.
Okay.
So I came out with all the chains and all the things and people ordering
it. And that's when it started getting viral.
That's where it started turning into kind of like a brand.
Right.
More than just me grilling at a backyard doing a barbecue. It turned into like, you know.
Poppy, I get the beginning. I got it, right? Steaks in the backyard. I got it. You know, boom, Dave Grutman, Komodo, the whole thing. Totally cool. Got it. Okay.
So actually, before we get to Vegas, what happened was how Miami started.
Right.
Was we got on the menu at Komodo. And then,
yeah, because you're from New York.
Yeah.
How'd you get to Miami? That's a great question.
Yep. Living.
I should have thought of that question.
You got it.
You're going to take over the show.
No, I'm just going to co-host.
Yeah, exactly. Done.
So he was, we were in Miami, and then we were on the way to, it was actually Tao Group was opening up a restaurant in Chicago. So we're all in the jet. We're flying to Chicago. And Dave pulls out his phone, and he's like, somebody just offered me this restaurant, it's a second gen, some small space, you know, I don't know what to do with it. And we were with Noah Tepperberg, who was the owner of Tao Group, and he's like, we're all talking, he's like, what should I do with this space? And then Noah goes, why don't you open a Poppy Steak? And so, you know, it was like a bunch of people on the jet, and everybody was like, it's just hit him like a ton of bricks. They're like, what?
Now, the thing, because I've been to Poppy Steak in Miami, and when we segue about Vegas, but I will tell you this about Miami Poppy Steak. It's a very intimate space. It's not like 50,000 square feet. I mean, I'm exaggerating, obviously. It's a very intimate space.
Yeah.
And if you had none of the, you know, all that kind of stuff, it actually could be viewed as a very elegant and luxurious space.
Right.
You know, how did you design all that stuff? Because that's pretty cool stuff.
So we didn't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because you have the darker colors and all that kind of stuff. That's pretty cool.
But you got to think of it like this. I've never done a restaurant business.
Right.
Never been in the industry.
Right.
I had no idea.
And by the way, that could be why you were such a disruptor, because you came in fresh. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't follow like what people were doing.
Right, everyone's like, oh, you got to do the steak.
I want to do this. I want to do that.
Oh, put in the big knives, the big glasses.
That was just different. But still, I remember opening day, and I was like a bull in the china. I didn't know where to stand. I was like, you know, the
you weren't natural.
From Talladega Nights, where Will Ferrell, he's like, we didn't know where to hold his hands. I was standing like that, and the restaurant was like, standing behind the bar, or people were pushing me.
I understand.
Like, where do I go? Where do I sit? Where do I stand? I had no idea.
Right.
Because I wasn't used to that. I was grilling in my house. So slowly that became more natural. So I had no idea anything about that. And then we just did it. We jumped into it. They're like, listen, it's 100 seats.
Yeah. You know, 100 seats. So little, just 100 one seats. Second. Yep. It's 100 seats.
It's 100 seats.
I got to brag about you a little bit. 100 seats, and it's, I won't talk revenue, but it's one of the largest grossing restaurants. I want to say in the country, almost. I mean, relative to the size of it.
We can talk about revenue.
All right, fine. You want to talk about revenue?
They were like, you know, you're going to do $6 million, and that's a great number for a 100-seat restaurant.
Right. Okay.
You know,
fair enough.
Very profitable.
Right.
$6 million. And I'm like, okay. I don't know.
It is what it is. Who knows?
What it is. I'm like, okay, great. $6 million. Let's do it. Whatever.
Yeah. So what did you do?
We did $24 million in 2022. And then,
that's awesome.
You know, I mean.
That's awesome. Poppy, look, Miami is great, all right? Walk me through, just for a minute or two, the timeline, the story, however you want to do it, about Fountain Blue Las Vegas. And so for those, you know, who might be meeting Poppy for the first time on this program or have experienced Poppy, I can tell from experience that opening night when we were there, I have to tell you, the feeling I got or the vibe I got was you made me feel like a movie star. And you made me feel like a celebrity. And, you know, people get dressed up to go. And then so when you combine that with Vegas, I mean, I don't think there's any regrets today, is there?
No. I couldn't imagine. For me, the whole thing is surreal, because like when I used to come here, and you know, back in the day, I wasn't known, nobody, anything, and like to even know a host or something, I was like, oh wow, look, that's a host, you know, like to be hanging out with the owners,
of course,
and walking around over here with the hard hats and the boots with the dust before it's even built, that kind of blew my mind. That like you know, hanging around with the owners, the president, and I'm being a part of this evolution.
Was that humbling for you a little bit?
That was crazy. I was like, it blew my mind. I couldn't believe, like, still can't believe. So when we opened, you know, I was very excited. All my emotion, like, I have a steakhouse named after me. in Las Vegas, not yeah. like, oh, you know, I know somebody in Vegas. It's like me. It's yeah. like the restaurant, the brand.
That's cool.
Poppy Steak.
That's totally cool.
You know, front and center. And right now, I think we're one of the highest grossing restaurants in Las Vegas.
For sure.
Which is pretty crazy.
No, it's for
so,
sure.
You know, that,
I feel special that I get special feeling. Access. I just go up to the front gate and then exactly. they're like, oh, Mr. Lee, you're here. But, I mean, it makes me feel special. It's great.
It did help a little bit that I already had the Miami brand. So I had a lot of my steady guests and people that already love the
so
brand.
Is there a lot of collaboration between you and Miami?
The yeah, Vegas, Miami, I mean, there's a lot of people from LA that always flew to Miami that are happy that they could just hop over 45 minutes. And then there's a lot of people that fly in from Miami going to Vegas. And, you know, it definitely helps a lot that the brand started in Miami.
That's awesome. So are there subtle differences, and you don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but are there subtle differences between the Vegas and Miami vibe, or is it pretty consistent? Or is that the goal? I mean, to create a consistent outcome with
you know,
all that stuff?
What I wanted to do was I wanted to build the Poppy Steak brand as like a family worldwide, meaning that you get the same service. If you're a VIP in Miami, I'd like for them to know who you are in Vegas and wherever else that we're going to build around the world. So I want it to be like a family where you kind of have a base to go check into wherever you are in the world. So you know Miami, you know the managers, they know you. So you go to another city, state, country, you're a little lost, you don't know who knows you, and you walk in, and they're like, hey, we know you. That's my dream. That's what I'd like to
no,
do.
No, that's cool. So you have a vision on it.
I have a vision.
All right,
so. I built this in Vegas. Obviously, Vegas style, more glitz, glam, show, party, and, you know, the dancers, the DJs, the whole thing, because it's Vegas style.
So, Poppy, you try to make this really kind of consistent, you know, theme for your VIP and so on and so forth. You definitely create this kind of celebrity feeling, you know, when you're in there. And I think the trick, from my perspective, just as somebody who's a kind of a somebody who's a nobody, so to speak, you make them feel extremely special, and that is indicative of your staff. You walk in, the staff is right on you, the music's flowing, the food is flowing, and then you know the experience of the Poppy Steak, and you know the audience will see that.
And like you've seen. We met in Vegas. Your first experience was in Vegas. But what happened when you went to Miami?
It was unbelievable.
And how did they treat you there?
Well, because they knew I was from Vegas. I came in from Vegas to Miami. It was really
cool. That's the culture I want to create.
No, it was super cool. And I felt super cool.
Exactly.
Okay? No, I totally get, you know what I mean?
That's the
nerd guy feeling totally cool. It was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable. I even got dressed up. Oots, you know what I mean? I was having a blast.
The Cromars.
Oh, yeah. Cromars. I had the whole thing
wrong. Glasses.
Oh, yeah. No.
You were cool. You were Miami cool.
Right. I was Miami cool. I get that. That's fun. No, but I mean, that's fun. And it's good to feel good about yourself. You know what I mean?
That's the culture I want to create.
Right.
Wherever it is that there's a Poppy Steak, I want people to feel like it's home.
Actually, I think your secret sauce is not only making people feel special, you make them feel healthy about themselves mentally. You know what I mean? They feel stronger when they come out of there. I can just tell by that opening night. But I mean, the opening night was my first experience for the audience to understand what Poppy Steak is. And I'm going to be candid with you. I was like, okay, what am I walking into? I walk into there, and it's literally another world, like Wizard of Oz type stuff.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
And I was like, what?
It's
in the name
culinary.
Of whatever, you know what I mean, yep. is going on here. So
we had Cher, Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah.
On and on.
I mean, Sylvester Stallone.
I couldn't believe it. I was Cher and Sylvester Stallone. I walk into my restaurant, I see Cher and Sylvester Stallone sitting there. And they're like, oh, this is the owner.
Do you believe in that?
I was like, what?
Right, I get it. I get it. I totally get it.
And Cher.
Okay, now you've got these two bases. You've got Miami, totally, I got it. You know, Florida, it's banging, it's going, okay? Then I got Vegas, you know, I mean, high energy. You're not gonna just open up Poppies everywhere, because I think that would kill your brand, candidly. What's, without opening up too much of the secret sauce of, are you thinking globally? Are you thinking like, you know? bigger places? How are you think? I mean, do you have a team that thinks about it, or is it a gut feel?
Yeah, first thing that comes to mind is you want to do it at like vacation spots and party spots with people kind of like Miami, Vegas, Dubai would be ideally, New York, you know, places that people go, travel, and just go out to have
kind of a destination
time,
area.
Destination, and they want to go party, they want to have fun, and, you know, they're going out. Night out at a restaurant is to go all out, you know. That's the type of place. But eventually, you know, we could change in different places. I would like to see Poppy Steak brand all over the world and in every state and every city, but it would probably have to be a little bit different, you know. Maybe the other ones won't have the dancers or the DJs. It would just be more focused on culinary and hospitality, you know. And then some places would be like a nightclub vibe, you know.
And that's all so different. And I'll tell you, Poppy, you know, now that you're touching on it, that's so intuitively intelligent, emotionally intelligent, because not every city is going to be alike. So you have to go feel that vibe there. You have to feel like what's that all about? So you visit these spaces and actually just try to get a vibe.
Of course, and it's very important also to partner up with people that are in those cities that actually know and they're in touch with the heartbeat of what makes that city beat, you know, and they'll let you know and they'll help you out. You don't want to come in and be like, oh, I know everything, because, you know, you don't. You got to stay humble. You know what you're doing.
Poppy, great success. Got it. What are the feels about you? Give me your inspiration. Like, who is in your life that, forget the restaurant business, who kind of created you? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting deep.
Well, Bruce, other than the obvious people that inspired me, which is people that have been in the hospitality industry for many years, Tao Group, Dave Grutman, you know, Sulfur's, Fountain Blue, you know, all the people that have been doing this for many years, you know, that I've been watching and learning from them, throughout this experience, you know, the real big inspiration for me that not a lot of people know about, and I don't really speak about it that much, is, you know, my parents. They've been teachers for over 50 years, and they really gave me the strong foundation of how to be in life and, you know, how to constantly stay grounded no matter what's going on, constantly be true to yourself, stay humble, stay positive. I don't have to tell you, teachers don't really make a lot of money.
No.
You know, it wasn't about the money. It was about the love and about giving back to the kids.
I can share this from a personal point of view. As much as I love your steaks, I love you. And the reason why I say that is because when we talk, we're not talking about Poppy Steak. We're talking about our feels. We're talking about, like, what means stuff to us. And you know my family, you know my friends, you treat me like family. And it's why I'm so grateful for you to be on the show. I mean, I'm humbled by that. But knowing that, some piece of information about your family and where you came from, now it all makes sense to me.
So we've had some great moments. Bruce is a legend. So happy to be on the show.
Poppy, thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Love you, man.
Oh,
all right, whatever you need. But we'll be back at your place. And thanks for listening.
Come and check it out.
Watching and check it out.
Yes.